Great, so just find what you need to settle in to a comfortable posture. So we want to be relaxed, comfortable. And there's also this intention to be awake, to be present, to be grounded. So just take your time at the beginning of the sit to feel into what those qualities of relaxation, groundedness, interest, a kind interest, not with a particular agenda, but just this listening, this being with, willingness to be intimate with the body as it is in this very simple way. And I'll offer some suggestions for supports for that. So, this sense of relaxation we can perceive as the body and mind not expressing unnecessary tension or being interested in that question. Is there unnecessary tension? And that question is coming out of a kind interest. Because if there were unnecessary tension, then the kind heart would be interested in that. One way we can explore this is practicing trust in the ground, in the earth, that it can hold us up quite naturally, and that the structure of the body quite naturally can hold us up, hold the head on top of the spine, on top of the sits bones, on top of the earth. So as we more fully trust that, relax into that, appreciate that sense of groundedness, that support, natural support from the earth, from the alignment of the body, then we might notice these micro moments, these micro releases in different parts of the body where there's this letting go, this intuition, oh, I could just relax more deeply, sink more deeply trust more deeply in the earth that's holding me up, this extra tension, mental tension, energetic tension, contraction in the body, a subtle defending, subtle holding, all these ways that the body and mind practice being tight in little ways. We're just having this kind interest in that, not as a project to get rid of it, but because it feels good to relax more deeply, to settle. We're settling into presence. We're not looking for a particular special experience. We're interested in the relationship that the heart has with this experience, this ordinary experience. Is there love there? So you might bring kind attention to different parts of the body, just checking in and inviting any release, any more deeper settling, letting go, trusting. It's actually not necessary to tense in order to sit here fully, like the hands, wherever they're resting. The hands are very sensitive. So we're just relaxing them. This is the beautiful thing. We're not using habitual mental tension, mental doing, personal striving, being someone, doing something. It's the relaxing of that, putting that down, and it feels good. It feels like a release, a relief. The hands can just be hands, resting. The feet as well are sensitive. It can also be passive, released. The head and face, just sensing into all the volitional, intentional activity that's generated in that area. There's likely tension in the face, neck. It's okay. It's habit. These energetic patterns have their own momentum. But by bringing a kind attention there, we're bringing it into awareness. We're including it in this full embodied presence, so it's no longer alienated, separate, the mind up there, the body here. We're letting that tension be felt, even though it's unpleasant, but the kindness allows it to feel safe. So, finding your own way, perhaps moving through the body, your own speed, with this kind attention and this natural interest, natural curiosity about release. Feeling supported. Feeling at ease in the body. And when we find stuck places, energetic stuck places, places of discomfort, places of numbness, we include them and we can touch into some perception, embodied, felt sense that feels bigger than that, feels more grounded, more easeful, like perhaps the sense of being supported, just the uprightness, the groundedness, or the sense of space around the body, that the space around us is yielding, is benevolent, isn't asking anything of us, the absence of pressure. We can breathe fully into that. We can be fully in that. Or any sense of warmth and vitality, kindness, aliveness that we can touch. And then we just very gently touch the stuck places. With that strength that comes from the other perceptions that are more alive, more trustworthy, more real, when we feel more connected. But the whole process is one of kindness and acceptance, as opposed to making something happen or changing something. It's this infinite patience and kindness that allows things to move. So we're following the thread of pleasure. It's okay to enjoy the natural interest in settling, putting things down that are unnecessary and stressful, finding a peaceful and alive reference point here in the ordinary experience of embodiment and the connection there. So we'll continue in silence.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.